Tom Morello, Sean Stewart here. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm well. What's going on, man?
Hey, not a whole hell of a lot. Just enjoying a beautiful day here in Chattanooga. Yourself?
Fantastic. I'm here at home in Los Angeles.
Nice, dude. You're going to be in Chattanooga before we know it. May the 4th, a little venue called The Signal. You're going to be coming to Chattanooga. Now, will this be your first time in our city as Chattanooga? Have you been through before and I'm just not...
You know what? I believe at some point in the past I've rocked Chattanooga, but it's been too long.
It has been. We can't wait to have you back May the 4th at The Signal. And you're actually... You're going to be in the Southeast a lot because you got a bunch of music festivals. You're doing Rockville. You're doing the other one we just gave away tickets to.
Yeah,
there's so many of them.
If you got a rock festival down there, I'm playing it, man.
You are, dude. You're all over the place. And I can't wait to see you when you hit The Signal because I got a chance to see, and you probably get this a lot, I'm sure, but it was like 93, dude. I got to see you with Rage in Cypress Hill.
Sure. Yes, that was quite a tour. Yeah, Cypress Hill was one of the first bands with the courage to take Rage Against the Machine on tour. And, you know, then years later, I found myself in a band with Be Real.
It's amazing. I think it's come full circle, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that was one of those shows. Like, I convinced my mom because Cypress Hill was getting, like, radio play. But I was into Rage. But I was like, Mom, like, they play that song on the radio. I want to go to that concert. And
That's very clever of you. Very clever of you.
Dude, I knew what I was doing. So we're talking with Tom Morello. Of course, got the new album out right now with the Atlas Underground, playing here in Chattanooga on May 4th. And I was looking through like your Instagram or, you know, stalking you for this interview. And I noticed that you're a hat guy. Like, I'm a hat guy. I'm a huge hat guy.
For a long time. You know, normally I'm representing my Chicago Cubs. That's sort of what I wear on my hat normally. But the real reason is that I shave my head and it's just so, like, you know, like, it's so shiny and so handsome. I just don't want to drive the ladies too crazy with that dome.
Well, I get it. I the exact same thing happens with me, so I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
The reason it came to my attention is because I'm a hat guy just like you for the same reason, and I always support my New York Yankees. And the only
hat
I wear, no matter what color it is, it has to be a Yankee hat. I cannot.
There you have it.
And you do the same thing with the Cubs.
I was going to say, well, one thing I know about the Chattanooga is there's a lot of rock and roll fans around there, you know, and I hear from them sort of via social media. So I'm really looking forward to this tour. This Atlas Underground live tour is probably the most like guitar intensive tour that I've ever done. You know, it really gives me an opportunity to really play and show off my stuff for the fans, and I'll be rocking into the Rage Against the Machine catalog, the Audioslave catalog, as well as rocking the jams from the Atlas Underground. You know, and this entire record that I made, you know, especially this new song I've got with Gary Clark Jr. And Grammatic that's out now, it was a way to really kind of inflict my guitar vision on a new generation, you know, and so I can't wait to come there and rock the show for all you nice people.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and as Tom Morello was just saying, he was playing The Signal on May 4th. He is the guitar virtuoso behind Rage Against Machine and Audioslave, bands I grew up on, but maybe you didn't. And if you're into Atlas Underground, Rage Against the Machine, to see Tom, I can't wait to see you do Bulls on a Parade, dude. I'm not gonna lie. That is that riff is just
well, your wish may just very well come true. Yeah. You know?
I cannot wait, man. Tom Morello coming through the Scenic City here on May 4th over at The Signal. Now, like, you are on my Mount Rushmore of guitar players, easily. You, Slash. For me, come to mind. But who's your all-time?
Yeah, who's your four? I'll tell you mine. Who's your four?
Put Jimi Hendrix up there, and my fourth one is just I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
You leave it open. You leave it open for like a rotating. You know, I would go Hendrix, Page, definitely Jimmy Page for me. For me, Randy Rhodes was the poster that was on my wall when I was practicing 8 hours a day. And then I might go, for me, maybe a toss up between David Gilmour for the emotion and Tony Iommi for the riffs.
Dude, there's not a wrong answer there.
There's not a wrong answer. Actually, my friends and I, we go to the Rainbow Bar and Grill here and periodically play the game Mount Rushmore, which your listeners can do now at home. You take any category, anything. It can be like, you know, best guitar players, best frontmen, worst guitar solos of all time on a hit record, and you come up with the top four, and you can spend a lot of time laughing your butts off on that one.
Absolutely. It's the thing we do now. Like in 2019, we just want to rank things, and it's great.
Well, I mean, here's one of the things one of the Mount Rushmores of my career is I've had the great fortune of playing in bands with great frontmen, Zach De La Rocha, Chris Cornell, Bruce Springsteen, and now Chuck D and Be Real. So I've got a five-headed hydra of Mount Rushmore for my frontmen, so I feel very fortunate
in
that regard.
You've played with some iconic musicians, and of course, you mentioned the late, great Chris Chris Cornell, that the tribute earlier that was done at the Hollywood Bowl, I mean, hats off to you and everybody who took part. That was well done, spot on.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think that it was a great way to give Chris a proper send off from his fans and, you know, and his peers. And it was an honor to play, you know, those Audio Slave songs in his memory.
Yeah, dude, just watching it from afar, man, it was really touching. You guys did a great job with that. Definitely Chris will be missed. And I don't know if you saw this with the black hole that they discovered last week. There's now a petition. They want to name it after him.
I heard that. I think that would be really nice. I don't know who you send that petition to, but I'd be happy to officially add my name to that.
Yeah, I would be too. I mean, the black hole sun should be named after Chris Cornell. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. That seems absolutely appropriate.
We are on the phone with Tom Morello. Tickets are available now, May 4th, The Signal. It's a Saturday night. It's going to be a good time. It's May the 4th. Are you a Star Wars guy?
I certainly am a Star Wars guy, and so I don't know if that's going to be represented in some way in the show, but I'll definitely, maybe on the bus afterwards, have to crank up Last Jedi.
It's May the 4th at The Signal. Tom Morello coming to Chattanooga. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning, dude, and I can't wait for Bulls on the Parade.
Of course, I'm very much looking forward to coming down there and rocking y'all. Thank you very much, and we'll see you soon.